Hey crew, my name is Dakota Jean, and this is the Social Media Manager podcast. I started my career as a fashion intern in New York City, working my way up to a retail and brand director for Nicole Miller. I was recruited to move to LA and be a retail director for the Kardashians at the ripe age of 24. What I didn't realize is just how badly the stores needed marketing. So I had to bootstrap and figure something out so I could reach my goals as a retail director. At a time when almost no brands were on social media, I got the Dash stores up and running and grew the Instagram 58% in a few months to 1.2 million followers by creating a simple brand guide. Once you understand your brand and who to market your brand to, you'll be golden. Flash forward 7 years, I started the Social Media Manager to help up-and-coming social media managers to navigate this crazy field we decided to be in, and to also help business owners who want to try to grow their brand online themselves. The Social Media Manager is now bigger than I could have imagined, and I couldn't have done it without all of your support. So thank you so much for being here, and let's get this whole social thing down, shall we? Let's go. All right. Hey, crew. Do you remember when Instagram launched Reels and people were all up in a tizzy because it was yet another thing we all needed to learn and worry about and understand? It makes people anxious when new things like that pop up because we are still trying to learn and understand the last feature that was launched. And beyond that, people were like, I don't need another TikTok. Leave the short form vertical videos up to them and the photos up to Instagram. So I understand this anxiety. Really, these features are what kind of keep me in business. Like, people have businesses to run and they don't have time to sit on social media all day trying to figure out how to edit videos and keep up with trends and learn all of these new features that are so important to running a business on social media. But of course, business owners have to make that tough decision. Hiring a social media manager can be really scary because it's yet another expense. And it doesn't always lead to direct sales results. Social media is a place for your community to connect and for you to showcase what your business can provide for people. And while there are tools for you to sell, it's not always the purpose of having a social media presence. So I do understand the anxiety behind new features launching and wishing it was just like the old days when you could just post any old time of the day and forget about it for a few days. But what we need to remember is that platforms like Instagram are always trying to improve so that we stay on the platform. Even though it can be overwhelming when new features are introduced, it actually is beneficial to us as users and business owners. So let's talk about Reels. Instagram launched Reels in the US in 2020, right when the pandemic was in full force. TikTok has been around since 2016. So 4 years earlier than when Reels finally launched. The pandemic was a pretty great time to launch Reels on Instagram because lots of people were working from home and had the ability to be on social media more and connect with people online since we couldn't really do that in person. But it caused a sense of panic because people don't like new things sometimes and are afraid of change. But change, in my opinion, is good. Before Reels, Instagram was still a great platform for businesses. They have been working on so many different features for business owners, like the shop, the stories, the ability to go live and share long-form video via Instagram TV. So they were already a great platform. The problem was that if you wanted your content to be seen, you had to have followers. And when a problem is presented in the world, a company forms to solve it. And we saw a lot of businesses form that promised you more followers if you bought them. So people would buy these followers, but it turns out they're bots and not real. So they don't actually see your content at all. Reels sort of eliminated this problem through what we call earned media. Previously, you would post a photo and your following may or may not see it depending on, you know, when you posted it, how much love it received from your following that did see it, and if your following is on the app very long or if they are the kind of people that just check on their own content and then leave the app. So really only about 3 to 6% of your following on average actually sees your content. It's a very small amount. TikTok emerged, and all of a sudden they came up with this cool algorithm that tries to understand you and push content to your feed that you'll probably like. And this is all coming from people you've never heard of before and you don't follow them. Instagram took notice of this and had to rework a lot of what they had already built. But instead of rebuilding their entire platform, they just added the ability to post short videos that would have its own feed that included videos from people you follow and people you don't follow. This was huge. So even though it made everyone mad and say, like, I'm going to leave Instagram or F this platform, I can't keep up with it. But the reality is, no one really left the platform, and Reels continue to be a highly used feature that helps a lot of people and a lot of businesses. So I brought this up before. You know, there was that problem with people needing followers in order to see your content. And so these companies started to emerge that offered services like buying followers. So Reels kind of made it so you don't need that anymore. And followers are still important, of course, for businesses, for everything. But it's not the only thing that matters anymore, because with earned media, you can reach as many people as possible, and they don't have to be following you already. So I want to reiterate why Reels are important, and it's because it's earned media, which means it's free advertising, basically. If you create a good enough reel that grabs attention, creates connection, and has a call to action with interesting imagery, then you just created an ad, posted it, and didn't have to pay for it. Unless, of course, you paid a social media manager or content creator to make it for you. But that's pretty cool, right? Like, you just post a video about your business and it has the potential to reach so many eyeballs that never would have seen your content before. This is why Reels are so important. So let's talk about how to make a reel for your business. There are a few key things you should be doing in order to make your reels successful. For those of you who own a business, or even if you're a social media manager, maybe you want to write these down. So, one, when you're recording the video, make sure it's in bright lighting so it doesn't look grainy. Crystal clear video is what performs the best. I actually just posted a video this morning that I recorded last night after track practice. I didn't want to have, you know, the overhead light on, you know, the ceiling light, because it was too harsh. So I put a little ring light where my camera was, but it was still kind of dark, so it uploaded a little grainy. It's doing okay, but if it was clear, it would be, you know, much better. Okay, two. Say or write something that grabs the attention of the scroller. So you can ask a question first thing, like, do you need help making reels? Or you can type something like, you know, watch till the end. Those types of things always keep people from scrolling past your video. Okay, the third thing. Think about what kind of audience you want and make your reels for them. Who is your ideal customer? Who do you want using your product? Who do you want to connect with on social media? Make your content make sense for them, and you'll likely reach them. If you have a target audience of, you know, women 45 plus who make over $500,000 a year, probably don't use a 21-year-old in your video. Make it make sense for what you're trying to accomplish. Okay, four, make it meaningful. So what does this mean? Sometimes you're going to post something that has nothing to do with your business. It's just for fun for your audience, and that is great. Sometimes you're going to post something about your business with a trending sound, and that is great. Whatever it is that you're posting, make sure it provides something for your audience. So I would suggest creating pillars for your business marketing strategy. For example, maybe you have four pillars that you want your content to fall under. And one is driving sales. One is making your audience laugh. One is driving brand awareness. and one is providing audience with information or knowledge on a topic. As long as you're filling one of these pillars with your content, then you're golden. Providing something meaningful, whether it's information, something funny, or even your product, then you're fulfilling this. 5, stay authentic. We talk about this a lot. I was recently interviewed on the podcast Talk That Talk with Anthony Yepes, and we talked about what it means to show up authentically on social. And basically, it just means don't take yourself too seriously. Don't worry if you mess up. Don't worry about being perfect. Just try your best and be real with what you're providing. And then the last thing is include a call to action. People from all over will be seeing your video. Let them know what to do next. If they watch until the end, that means that they are genuinely interested in what you just provided. So include something at the end like, follow me for more tips, or DM me for more info, or comment below if you agree. Something that people can do after they view your video so that they stay connected with you and not just scrolling on to the next video. This to me is a great recipe for a successful reel. So why don't you go ahead and give it a try? And just like everything else in life, the more you practice, the better you get. So don't be afraid to mess up. Just keep going. Now, the important thing to remember is that not all reels are going to do well. Even if you post one and you think it's absolutely amazing and you did everything right and spent all this time on it, sometimes reels tank. And it is what it is. You just have to move on and keep pushing on to the next reel. It's also important to know that reels sometimes have this like revival period. One of my reels tanked, and then about 2 months later, it gained 19,000 more views. So don't delete them, just post and move on. If you're stuck on what to post, just go to the Reels feed on Instagram and get inspired. If you're not finding much there, go to TikTok and get inspired there. I always get my inspiration from others. You'll see a video, and all of a sudden, it'll click in your head that you can do something similar that makes sense for your particular business. If you're really stuck and have no ideas or time to come up with ideas, go ahead and reach out to me. I can make you a 3-month content calendar that is specific for your business and even includes, you know, trending sounds or videos that you can look at so you know what to post and when. Okay, so that's all for this week. If you post a reel, go ahead and send it to me on Instagram so I can take a look. I'm at Dakota Jean with an E at the end. Or you can look up the social media manager, of course. And I'd be happy to provide any feedback if you want me to. Have a wonderful rest of the week, and I'll talk to you soon. Ciao, crew.